Byron Bay residents are concerned a plan to boost the tourism hotspot's nightlife will lead to an increase in alcohol-fuelled violence. The New South Wales government announced in April a special entertainment precinct would be established in Byron to strengthen its nighttime economy. However, the plan has received strong criticism from locals, with over 150 people expressing their concerns about the precinct in a community meeting last week. The Wire's contributor from Bay FM, Mia Armitage, spoke to Byron resident and meeting organiser, Chris Hanley, about their main concerns.
Information, Mia, is the answer. I think, I can't speak for all the people, but there was a hunger there to understand what is this special entertainment precinct. I think when you give something a name, I think language is certainly part of the problem. I think when you give someone something, a name with three letters, I spoke to hundreds of people in the last couple of months, and when you said to a lot of people, what do you think about the SCP, most of them didn't understand what an SCP was. Then if you talk to them and took it a bit further and said it's an entertainment precinct, you got a lot of questions back. Why do we need one of those? What are they? And so on. So the reason we held the meeting the other night was to provide information to a broad range of people and to fill a gap that we feel hadn't been filled from the get-go.
I did have Byron Shire Mayor Sarah Njai in the studio around about a month ago, shortly after the announcement, asked her about the community consultation. I recall she was saying, well, the council's about to go for its winter break, so that's July, and that's just about over, and that community consultation was to start in August. There is to be community consultation, and the mayor said it would go for quite some time. That didn't appease or help people.
I think you've answered the question. There was so many people locked out, they couldn't get in into the building the other day. So the answer's absolutely no, it wasn't enough, because the mayor has been saying that and councillors have been saying that, but the community still came along en masse to a meeting. So no, that didn't work. And it isn't just, by the way, a communication problem. So it isn't just that message wasn't put out there enough or broadly, or that they didn't use the right form of media. For most people I've spoken to, and again, we're not a group per se, we're just a bunch of community people, but the main thing is this. People believe the consultation should have taken place before we applied for the grant to even do an SCP trial, to see whether, once it was well explained, right, to the community, that they wanted one of these things. Because we're not anti things, but we're anti things we don't understand. And I've spent a couple of months involved in this, and it's complicated. It isn't on first or face value what you think. And a community like ours, that is full of people who are passionate, needs to have all the information. And I don't believe councillors or community were given all the background. For example, they should have been briefed, in my view, onto the true state economically and medically.
The New South Wales Minister for Music, John Graham, Chris Hanley, organised a meeting. Such great interest in it that some had to be turned away. A lot of concerns about alcohol-fueled violence. Some fair concerns there. What's your view?
Yeah, well, I did hear a little bit of Chris's comments, and I've had some reports from the meeting. It sounded like a very big meeting, a very engaged meeting in a very engaged community. That's one of the great strengths of the Byron community, is a lot of people have got views, they're prepared to put them, and that's exactly the sort of community where this discussion is really important. Look, I think this potential to have a special entertainment precinct here is a discussion we have to have. It's the sort of place it might make a difference. But in the end, from a state government point of view, that's really up to the community and the council. This isn't something in any way we want to impose on communities. It's really saying to councils and communities, you can have a bit more control of where in your town centres you want things to be lively, to be vibrant.
Now, when you're talking about zoning and where things are allowed to happen, outdoor dining, I was under the impression the New South Wales government, Labor government, has already made quite a few changes to regulations that do open the doors to that sort of entertainment and those possibilities.
Yeah, look, we're trying to change this right across the state, and that's starting to have a real success. And that's true in Sydney. It's also true in a range of towns and suburbs across the state, which is really encouraging. But the idea of these special entertainment precincts is in communities where it is a big part of the mix. And Byron's absolutely one of those places. It's been so important to the culture here over the decades. It's why people live here, why people want to come and visit. This is a way to really give some extra control, some extra ability to shape where this happens, the terms on which it happens, and there's additional support for those communities that want to go down this path.
That was New South Wales Minister for Music and the Nighttime Economy, John Graham, speaking with Bay FM's Mia Armitage.